Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
MMH earns Energy Award. Midland Memorial Hospital announced that the Environmental Protection Agency's Energy Star certification for superior energy performance was named for the sixth year with the Energy Star Award, reflecting a legacy of continued energy savings. Improving the energy efficiency of our nation's buildings is critical to protecting our environment, said Cindy Jacobs, chief of the Energy Star Commercial and Industrial Branch. From the boiler room to the boardroom, organizations are leading the way by making their buildings more efficient and earning EPA's Energy Star certification. Energy Star certified buildings and plants are verified to perform in the top 25% of buildings nationwide, based on weather normalized source energy use that takes into account occupancy, hours of operation, and other key metrics. Energy Star is the only energy efficiency certification in the United States that is based on actual verified energy performance. We're honored to earn the Energy Star for superior energy performance at MMH and appreciate the efforts of everyone who has been involved in efficient operation, said Abraham Behiel, Vice President of Facility Services. Saving energy is just one of the ways we continue to lead healthcare for Greater Midland, and that we're committed to doing our part to protect the environment and public health, both today and for future generations. On average, Energy Star certified buildings and plants use 35% less energy, cause 35% fewer greenhouse gas emissions, and are less expensive to operate than their peers, all without sacrifices in performance or comfort. To date, tens of thousands of buildings and plants across all 50 states have earned the Energy Star. For more information about Energy Star for buildings and plants, visit www.energystar.gov/buildings. STEM Academy Space Experiment winners recognized. Experiment and Mission Patch winners from STEM Academy and other Ector County ISD campuses were recognized at an assembly Monday in the multipurpose room at STEM. STEM had the winning experiment that will set off for the International Space Station in December. It was pushed back from June. The experiment and patches are part of the Student Spaceflight Experiment Program, or SSEP. The winning STEM student team, coached by their teacher, Carrie Grammett Bauer, created an experiment to test whether a specific fungus, Pestalozziopsis microspora, would survive and reproduce in space, with the goal of the fungus breaking down waste plastic into biodegradable components. The biodegradable byproduct of this experiment could then be used by astronauts to grow plants in. Team members are sophomore Evan Hernandez, Brian Nash, Evan Boyer, and Kagan Holder, and junior Georgie Shamiroff. "It's really cool," Nash said of the experiment going into space. "I still can't believe it's happening." Hernandez said it was a little disappointing that it was pushed back, but Shamiroff said it was understandable. "I think it just shows it's real space stuff," Nash said. Mentors were Khadijah Evans, an undergraduate biology student at UTPB, Paula Gutierrez, UTPB biology lecturer, and Joanne Hernandez-Clayton, UTPB laboratory director. "I think that it's a wonderful experiment to be able to go through the same process that professional scientists and researchers go through to design an experiment, optimize the experiment, and then actually have it be flown on the International Space Station. It involves writing and teamwork and a lot of perseverance to get through the challenges, so it's amazing that they've had this opportunity to be participating in Real STEM. Kristen Wittenberg, Research and Innovation Strategist for ECISD. Also on hand were Angela Johnson and Jet Casa, both Innovation Instructional Specialists. Two other teams from ECISD were finalists in the Flight Experiment Competition. George H.W. Bush, New Tech Odessa, coached by teachers Lorna Lynn De Leon and Maria Lopez, including sophomore Eva Brower, junior Nathalene Denise De Leon, 10th grader Mikhail Carias, and Adrian Rodriguez, and junior Beverly Lene Vanessa Woods. Hayes STEAM Academy, coached by teacher Erica Pocatera, included 5th graders Horacio Hernandez Frias, Christian Eduardo Lopez, Caleb Daniel Orozco, and Harper Pierce DeShazzo. Secondary winners included Monday were Naylee Pierce, 1st grade, Wilson and Young Medal of Honor Middle School, Marley Miles, 2nd place WNY, and tied for 3rd place Genesis Carbajal, NTO, and Quinn Boyer STEM Academy. Elementary winners were Edith Martinez, 1st place, Boos Elementary, Celeste Ortega, Downing Elementary, and Haley Ann Marino, STEM Academy. Grade level winners, mentors, and the ECISD Innovation Department also were recognized at STEM Academy. Awards and medals were given as well. STEM freshman Emily Flores was the Biomed Pathway Patch winner. I wasn't really expecting it, to be honest. I didn't think I would place, honestly. I was just kind of doing it, Flores said. Moreno, the 3rd place elementary winner, talked about her patch design. I love aliens. I love them so much. So I decided to put an astronaut and an alien together, fist bumping. Then my mom thought of this idea of education connection, so we put that on top, Moreno said. Permian Basin calendar. Here is a listing of upcoming and continuing events in the Permian Basin. Have an event? Email OALife at oaoa.com. The Ellen Noel Art Museum, 4919 East University Boulevard, has scheduled Art Tales from 2 p.m. to 2:30 p.m., April 5th, April 19th, May 3rd, and May 17th. Art Tales is a free art education program that highlights alternating children's stories. Visit tinyurl.com/2s42mxjc. Monthly Roundup. 40-something Cowgirls has scheduled a monthly roundup event at 6:30 p.m. April 6th at the Cork and Pig Tavern, 7260 East Highway 191. Enjoy great food and even better company. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/4zv8926x. Monday, Thursday Worship. Connection Christian Church of Odessa, 4241 Tanglewood Lane, has scheduled a Monday, Thursday worship service from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. April 6th. Drama, music, and interactive experience will engage you directly with the grace of Jesus. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/mac8vhav. Easter Egg Hunt. Midland Medical Lodge, 3000 Mockingbird Lane, Midland, has scheduled an Easter Egg Hunt and hot dog cookout from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. April 7th. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/3upb5xz4. Spring Fling Egg Hunt. Odessa Parks and Recreation has scheduled a Spring Fling Egg Hunt April 8th at Sherwood Park, 4819 North Everglade Avenue. The Easter Bunny will arrive at 10 a.m. and the egg hunt will start at 11 a.m. Visit tinyurl.com/4maapvj. Easter Bash Picnic and Car Show. Easter Bash Car Show and Picnic has been scheduled from noon to 6 p.m. April 8th at Beale Park, 5200 West Wall Street, Midland. The Easter Bunny will be there and more than 7,000 Easter eggs will be hidden. There will also be vendors, a jalapeno eating contest, and more. For more information, call Daniel Sukai at 432-556-8658 or Lupe Hernandez at 432-653-6424. The Ector Theater, 500 North Texas Avenue, will present Ram Herrera April 8th. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. and the show starts at 8 p.m. Tickets start at $50. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit tinyurl.com/2ZTASX9T. Music Fest and Car Show. Tall City American Music Fest and Car Show will feature a car show coordinated collaboratively with Texas Stock Rally at 7 p.m. April 8th at Centennial Park. Doors open at 5 p.m. The event will feature a concert headlined by Texas country band Little Texas, made famous by the popular song God Bless Texas. In addition, the festival will also feature four Texas songwriters, including Tony Barker, Cassidy Scooter, Lumbee Rivers, and J.R. McNutt. Visit tallcityamf.com. Comedy and Magic Show, Diamonds 1551, John Ben Shepherd Parkway, has scheduled a comedy and magic show at 9 p.m. April 8th. Dwayne Hill, as seen on America's Got Talent and Comedy Central, will be performing. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/4DTTX6BJ. Volunteers needed. Medical Center Hospital is in need of volunteers for its volunteer services. Applications may be found online. To apply or for more information, call 432-640-2249. Email jjones1@echd.org or visit tinyurl.com/yfjjmyhe. Odessa Regional Medical Center is in need of auxiliary volunteers. The auxiliary is open to men and women of all ages. For online registration form, visit odessaregionalmedicalcenter.org/volunteer. For information, call 432-582-8090 or email rebecca.morales@stewart.org. Meals on Wheels of Odessa is in need of volunteers. Volunteer opportunities, drivers, staff, and Mud Bug fundraising. To sign up or for more information, call 432-333-6451, email volunteer@mowodessa.com or visit mowodessa.com. The West Texas Food Bank is in need of volunteers. Volunteer activities include assembling pantry boxes, assembling senior boxes, assembling food to kids' backpacks, sorting and processing donated items, sorting and processing produce, distributing food in our drive-through pantry, distributing food on a mobile outreach, and helping the garden team in the XTO Energy Innovative Gardens. All volunteers, regardless of age, are required to register through the WTF Volunteer Hub. Children must be 16 years of age or older to volunteer on their own. Children under the age of 16 must be supervised by parent or guardian. Dress appropriately and comfortably. No spaghetti straps, shirts, short shorts, leggings, or clothes that are revealing. Also, closed-toe shoes only. No flip-flop sandals or heels are allowed in the warehouse for safety purposes. For more information or registering a group, email volunteer coordinator Cinda Garcia at cgarcia@wtxfoodbank.org. To register, visit tinyurl.com/mukxdvyf. Easter at New Dawn Fellowship. New Dawn Fellowship, 2110 East 10th Street, has scheduled an Easter service at 10 a.m. April 9th. There will be a booth available for and after the service, and after the service, every child will receive a special goodie bag. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/4W5NVHWP. Mudbug Meal on Wheels is scheduled the 23rd annual Mudbug from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. April 11th at the Ector County Coliseum, 4201 Andrews Highway. There will be all-you-can-eat fried catfish, peel-and-eat shrimp, hush puppies, and crawfish. Tickets start at $50 per person. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit mowodessa.org/mudbug or tinyurl.com/mse63aje. Black and White Ball. Odessa Arts has scheduled a Black and White Ball at 6:30 p.m. April 1st at the Odessa Marriott Hotel and Conference Center, Permian Ballroom, 305 East 5th Street. Celebrate the Friends of the Arts. Friends of the Arts honoree are Peggy Dean, Marita Hendrick, and Dick Gillum Legacy Award. Sponsorships are available. Contact Cindy at odessaarts.org or visit odessaarts.org/black-white-ball. UTPB has scheduled Falcon Visit, utpb.edu/giving-day. 9th Annual Lynx West Texas Hold'em. Odessa Lynx has scheduled the 9th Annual West Texas Hold'em Fundraiser at 6 p.m. April 14th at Dos Amigos, 4700 North Golder Avenue. There will be a poker tournament, food and drinks, a silent auction, door prizes, and more. Tickets start at $100. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit tinyurl.com/59A56HEU. Telethon. The Permian Basin Rehab Center's annual telethon will take place April 15th and 16th. And will be live on News West 9. The patient representative this year is Jace Rodriguez, who also had the honor of lighting the community Christmas tree at Optimist Park. In December, since 1977, the Rehab Center has hosted the event as a way to raise funds to provide therapy services to patients who need them, regardless of their financial situation. The telethon gives the PBRC the opportunity to share the stories of their patients and thank the donors who made it possible. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/3BMPV2EP. Plant sale. The Permian Basin Master Gardeners have scheduled a plant sale from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. April 15th at the Ector County Coliseum, 4201 Andrews Highway. Drought-tolerant plants will be available for purchase, and plant help will be available from Master Gardeners. For more information, visit westtexasgardening.org. Who Let the Dogs Out 5K? FIT West Texas has scheduled the annual Who Let the Dogs Out 5K from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. April 15th at Midland College, 3600 North Garfield Street, Midland. Tickets start at $30. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit tinyurl.com/2P8D6ZBB. Wearable Art Workshop. The Ella Noel Art Museum, 4919 East University Boulevard, has scheduled a wearable art workshop from 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. April 15th. Create an original piece of art that will later be made into jewelry. Admission is $50 and includes all materials. For more information or to register, call 432-550-9696 extension 213 or email education@noelartmuseum.org. Fourth Annual Crawfish Bowl and Competition. Destination Midland, 1705 West Industrial Ave, Midland, has scheduled the 4th Annual Crawfish Boil Bash and Competition from 1 p.m. to 11 p.m. April 15th. Sample every team's crawfish and vote for People's Choice and Best in Show. Tickets are $50. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit tinyurl.com/pbh7 ET6T, WTS Masterworks Series. West Texas Symphony will present Masterworks Series at 7:30 p.m. April 15th at the Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center, 1310 North FM 1788 Midland. This concert will feature Caroline Hong, piano, UTPB Orchestra, and local students Capriccio Espanol, Rimsky-Korsakov, Piano Concerto No. 2, Rachmaninoff. A catered pre-concert dinner is also available before the Masterworks performance in the Ray Great House Recital Hall in the Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center. Dinner is $26. For tickets or information, call 432-552-4437 or 800-514-3849 or visit WTXS.org. Ashley McBride, the Ector Theater, 500 North Texas Avenue, will present Ashley McBride on April 15th. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. and the show starts at 7:30 p.m. Tickets start at $35. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit tinyurl.com/y9bmvyj7. Easy ISD plant sale. Ector County ISD has scheduled an annual spring plant sale from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. April 17th through 21st at 7651 West Dunn Street. Visit tinyurl.com/2APP6VKFZ. Health and Wellness Community Service Program. GFWCTLSC has scheduled a spring health and wellness program on mental health from 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. April 19th at the Ward County Event Center, 1525 East Monahans Parkway, Monahans. For more information, visit gfwc.org or email mvonus@yahoo.com. Art Tales. The Ellen Noel Art Museum, 4919 East University Boulevard, has scheduled Art Tells from 2 p.m. to 2:30 p.m., April 19th, May 3rd, and May 17th. Art Tells is a free art education program that highlights alternating children's stories. Visit tinyurl.com/2s42mxjc. Art Talk. The Ellen Noel Art Museum, 4919 East University Boulevard, has scheduled an art talk from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. April 20th and May 16th. Each date features a specially curated piece from the museum's collection. Visit tinyurl.com/ykabsbvs. Petroleum Hall of Fame Induction. The Petroleum Museum of Midland has scheduled the Petroleum Hall of Fame Induction Ceremony April 20th at the Bush Convention Center, 105 North Main Street, Midland. The inductees are F. Marie Hall, Kenneth B. Nolan, Edward E. Runyon, and Don L. Sparks. The Petroleum Hall of Fame was instituted in April 1967 by the authority of the Charter of the Permian Basin Petroleum Museum. For more information, call Lou Ann Thornton at 432-683-4403, email lthornton@petroleummuseum.org, or visit petroleummuseum.org. Belmont Baptist Church Food Pantry. Belmont Baptist Church, 1200 West 8th Street, has scheduled a food pantry event from 9 a.m. to noon on the fourth Saturday of each month. Visit tinyurl.com/YHN4KA3A, Wild Wild West Fest. The Andrews Chamber of Commerce has scheduled the Wild Wild West Fest from 5 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. April 21st and from noon to 11:30 p.m. April 22nd at the Ace Arena, 1441 Highway 176 Andrews. There will be live music, live Western gunfighters, a barbecue cook-off, and more. For vendor applications, email chambersecretary@andrewstx.com. For more information, call the Andrews Chamber of Commerce at 432 523-2695, email achamber@andrewstx.com, or visit wildwildwestfest.com. Spirits of the West Wine Food Festival, Alpine's Gallery Night, Incorporated, has scheduled the Spirits of the West Beef and Wine Festival from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. April 21st and from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. April 22nd at 6th Street Alpine. There'll be lots of wine, beer, beef, art, and more. Tickets start at $15. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit tinyurl.com/4HJYRFZT. The Mavericks. The Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center, 1310 North FM 1788 Midland, has scheduled The Mavericks April 21st. The doors will open at 7 p.m. and the event will start at 8 p.m. Visit tinyurl.com/MK4BJ97N. The Bearded Strangers. The Destination Midland, 1705 West Industrial Midland, has scheduled the Bearded Strangers at 7 p.m. April 21st. Bar service will be available, as will local food trucks. Admission is free. Visit tinyurl.com/yx4hhkmw. Sonogram While Breastfeeding. Dear Dr. Roach, I have an increased genetic risk for breast cancer and take an annual mammogram and sonogram. I had a baby last year and am now breastfeeding. What is the best way to do screening while breastfeeding? Anonymous. Answer: breast cancer during pregnancy and lactation is unusual, but unfortunately does rarely happen. There does seem to be a temporary increase in the likelihood of breast cancer around the time of pregnancy and for 3 to 4 years afterward. For women with a palpable mass, they should undergo screening and providers should assess any suspicious masses, recognizing that the majority will not be suspicious. For someone in your situation, both mammograms and sonograms have been used for screening. Women who are pregnant should have lead shielding to protect the fetus during a mammogram. The hormonal changes make interpretation of the mammogram more difficult, and screening during pregnancy and breastfeeding is more likely to result in a biopsy, which is very likely to be benign. MRI scans have also been used during lactation, although the effect of the MRI contrast agent, gadolinium, is on the fetus is unknown, so its use is not recommended during pregnancy. Unfortunately, there isn't one perfect answer for all women. A sonogram is a reasonable starting place, with a mammogram in case of any suspicious abnormalities on the sonogram. Finally, breastfeeding reduces the risk of future breast cancer and has many benefits for your baby. It's a great choice for many women.
Dear Abby, published Tuesday, April 4th. Woman has held MIL's secret for 20 years. Dear Abby, about 20 years ago, my mother-in-law confided something shocking to me. Some background. My husband has two sisters. One is a year older and looks just like him. They both resemble their dad. The younger one looks nothing like the other two or their dad. My mother-in-law told me she and her husband stopped having sex after my husband was born. When I asked, what about the younger sister? She said she made a mistake with someone. We talked and I suggested how important it was to tell the kids about this, but she never did. She always told people the younger one looked so different because she was so many years younger than the other two. Both of my in-laws have passed away now. Why did she tell me this? She was too much of a coward to tell her kids. Did she think I'd tell them? Knowing this really bothers me, but I still can't bring myself to tell them. It would change their lives and crush them. Any advice would help so much. Wish I didn't know. Dear Wish, your sister-in-law deserves to know the truth. Tell her privately. in circumstances where you can talk this through. Explain that you have kept this secret because it was her mother's wish, and you don't plan on sharing the information with anyone else. She may have quietly wondered for years why she didn't resemble the rest of the family. She may or may not wish to tell her siblings, but she should be free to handle this any way she chooses. Because you are all mature adults, this information should not crush them. Dear Abby, I am a senior woman who never married or had children. I met a senior man, Warren, on an online dating site, and we have been dating for a year and a half. It's a platonic relationship. We go out twice a week. I have slept over, but always in separate bedrooms. We are good friends. My sister is selling her house. I have lived with her for 32 years and I pay rent. She wants me to move out in a year. I'm on Social Security and can't afford an apartment, and government aid is not promising. Warren asked me to move in with him to help each other out. He will rent me a bedroom. My sister and a friend of mine are against it. Their concern is he wants a live-in maid, and if it doesn't work out, where would I go? Having no other choice, I'm seriously thinking of moving in with Warren. I really like him. He's a very nice companion and treats me well. Should I listen to my sister and friend and try harder to find a place to live? In limbo in Florida. Dear Limbo, talk to Warren and find out what, if anything, he will need from you besides rent if you take him up on his offer. You might want to draw up an agreement with him in writing so there are no misunderstandings later. You didn't mention if the rent you will be paying is as high as what you have been paying your sister. If it isn't, consider banking the difference so you will have a little more independence if things don't work out. From what you have told me, the arrangement you are considering could be rewarding for everyone involved.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.